Hello there. I know it's been a couple of weeks now since my last video, and I will be bringing more to you soon. And look, this is a different environment because I'm currently recording a new course, and the course is on voiceover and how to take yourself from where you are to becoming a professional voiceover artist in 5 weeks, including the steps you can take, different kinds of voiceover work, and software and microphones, and how to contact agents and actually find the work and then produce it yourself at home. So that's the intention of that course, and that will be coming out in the next couple of months. Course, we've got a new baby on the way, so it might not happen, it might be later rather than sooner, but it's on its way, and that's why I'm here in this new space. But going through one of the lessons just now, I was reminded of something that I wanted to share with you, and that was on the idea of staying playful. You know, a lot of people take their voice too seriously, not even too seriously, but seriously, and they frown and they go, oh, why am I not doing it? I can't get it right and I must do this, and trying to go by the book all the time and trying to be accurate and always trying to be perfect. You've got to remember that the voice is it's elastic, it moves, it changes because it's part of your body, and so your emotions, your state of well-being, that can change and that can affect your voice as well as the physicality that you have. And what I wanted to offer was the idea of staying playful and just allowing your voice sometimes to just be free and be silly and do things that you may not ordinarily do. And I know some of my videos, people comment how, you know, they're embarrassed that their friends and family might be listening in or catch them, or that the furniture's floating because they've created a spell out of these strange sounds. But it's really useful, and I know it can be embarrassing, but don't take it too seriously. Really, because it's just exercises to help you express yourself more clearly and better. And so I'm gonna leave you with something now, which is just a little playful thing that you can do in order to just discover maybe some more dynamics and ways of considering your voice that is lighter and just gives you something to take away and play with. And what happens is you might even find something that unlocks an area of your voice you've not considered before. A lot of people feel they have monotone voices or are expressionless. And so I think, or I'm hoping this will help with that. So let's just imagine that we've got 5 spaces in our body. Let's say we've got the pit of our stomach, and we have the solar plexus, we've got the chest, we've got the throat, and we've got the head. What we're going to do is just maybe give each one of those a different sound. And if we think down to the pit of our stomach, all of these sounds, by the way, are going to start with H. So we're going to start with whoo. And I want you to relax your tongue, relax your belly, relax your shoulders, and just whoo. Be very breathy, very, you know, just to let a lot of air out. Whoo, whoo. Imagine, put your voice down in your belly and allow it to just whoo, be low and rounded and send the energy down there and the vibrations. Whoo. Okay, then we go up more to our solar plexus and our, you know, somewhere between our belly and our chest, and have ho, ho. Almost like ho, 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 ho. Zoo, ho, and then we can go up a little bit higher to hey, 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 and this is almost like telling someone off for picking, you know, taking your bike. Hey, that's mine, bring it back. Hey, hey, so we have hoo, ho, hey, and then maybe move up and consider the area around your throat and into your mouth maybe, and even into your cheekbones, like ha. Like a laugh. It's all coming from here, but we're not considering that. Just consider where the sounds, maybe the vibrations are and the energy is. Ha! 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 Keeping your tongue relaxed, your belly relaxed, let everything drop down. Hoo! Ho! Hey! Ha! And then lastly, he! He! Going up, straight out of your head. He! He! I can't believe it. He! I give up. He! How funny is that? Just be playful. Just have fun with it. So let's go again. Let's go. Hoo. Ho. Hey. Ha. He. He. Ha. Hey. Ho. Hoo. And I want you to just do that. Do that. Just see the dynamics, the difference between hoo and he. It's quite a lot. You know, there's quite a range there. And so if you can do that, if you can create those sounds and not be so conscious about getting it right, but find it for yourself and play with those energies and play with sending hoo, ho, hey, ha, he, then I'm hoping is you'll somehow let go of trying to create sounds and trying to get more expression, and you just will discover that you can do it naturally, and I want that to give you a little bit of a positive influence towards knowing that your voice is quite mighty and it can do so much more than you might give it credit for currently. So there it is, short video for you. It's an idea I've taken from my new course, and I hope it's useful for you. I hope you can play with it, and I hope it's not too embarrassing and none of your family and friends take the mickey out of you. All right, so I will see you again soon. This is Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay, and until the next time, look after your voice.